This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay. Four of the world's economic powers, Brazil, Russia, India and China, are sometimes referred to as the BRIC group. They will be meeting today to work out how to exert more control over the global financial system. On the agenda, creating a new currency that could replace the US dollar. Joining us is Clifford Levy, the New York Times Moscow Bureau Chief. Clifford, hello there.
Hi.
This is really all about the dollar. How likely is it that the group will agree on a strategy to actually reduce the dollar's importance?
Well, it's actually highly unlikely at this point. It's kind of very early in this process. Everyone pretty much agrees that the meeting, this summit of the BRIC nations, is largely symbolic. It's basically an effort by these four countries to express displeasure at the current structure of the economic system. They essentially believe that they have been among the primary engines of economic growth in the world in recent years, and as a result, they deserve more of a say in how the financial system is set up, and especially moving forward as the world's most powerful nations try to figure out a way to reorient the financial system in the wake of the crisis.
So we have Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Is one of those countries more powerful than the other in the BRIC group?
Well, certainly China has a far larger economy than the other three. I think it's actually larger than the other three economies combined. However, Russia and Brazil have been the most outspoken. They have chafed the most under what they might refer to as the tyranny of the dollar. China has been somewhat critical, especially in March and in April. The Chinese Prime Minister and the head of the Chinese Central Bank essentially attacked the United States fiscal stewardship, saying that the U.S. is taking on too much debt and expressing some worry that as a result that might lead to inflation, which would, of course, devalue the enormous Chinese holdings of United States treasuries. India has been a little bit more quiet on some of these issues.
So if the dollar isn't going to be the global currency, what are these four areas, these four nations actually suggesting should be the currency? Are they going to invent one? Would they like us to have a new one?
Well, what they're trying to do now is take, perhaps we might call it some baby steps. One of the things that they're doing is they're trying to diversify their financial reserves away from dollars a little bit into bonds or notes that are sold by that are held by the International Monetary Fund. There's also been some talk about conducting trade among these four countries in their own currencies. And not conducting trade among the four in the dollar.
Well, they could do serial box tops too. They don't have a lot of flexibility here. Clifford, I'm wondering how much of the alleged pain of transacting in dollars goes beyond simply the problem of the world's energy being transacted in dollar denominated oil.
Well, there's oil, which is very important to Russia. Brazil has large numbers of agricultural exports. China exports, of course, enormous amounts of manufactured goods. All that is essentially conducted in dollars, which is why all these countries have accumulated these vast holdings of dollars. But, you know, a lot of this is it's being conducted on two levels. It's the kind of nitty-gritty financial issues and then purely the symbolic issues.
Excellent. Clifford Levy, thank you. We're going to leave it there. Thank you so much. He's the New York Times Moscow Bureau Chief. That was Clifford Levy talking to us from Moscow.
Sorting out
Russia.
The difference between the real and the symbolic there.
Absolutely.
And that meeting is really tough.
Talking about the BRIC meeting, Brazil, Russia, India and China meeting in Russia today.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.